On November 19th, the Belfast City Council reviewed a letter from Islesboro Select Board and voted to join other Bay towns in calling for the Army Corps of Engineers to prepare an environmental impact study on the controversial Searsport Harbor mega dredge plan before proceeding with an application. During the meeting, Friends of Penobscot Bay board member Peter Wilkinson spoke to the Belfast City Council in support of their decision. The recording is 4.5 minutes long.
Open to the public. This will be your opportunity to speak. State your name, where you're from.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Peter Wilkinson. I live in Belfast. I'm here tonight to draw a little more attention to this issue of the proposed dredging for Penobscot Bay, specifically up in Mack Point. And I held off on a comment earlier because I wanted to see what the discussion was like. But I just want to emphasize the importance of this issue and what you've been asked to do. I speak also on behalf of Friends of Penobscot Bay, an organization that I also belong to, that is deeply concerned about the health and safety and welfare of Penobscot Bay and surrounding area. I just want to point out that the whole premise of this dredging proposal has some very far-reaching and important consequences for everyone connected with Penobscot Bay. And specifically, the amount of material to be removed for maintenance dredging is in the neighborhood of 35 to 40,000 cubic yards, which no one really has any objections to. That's to allow current operations at Mack Point to continue. The proposal of removing 900,000 cubic yards, nearly 30 times the amount, is part of a movement afoot to open the door for much more development at the head of our bay, possibly a deep water container port, the likes of which, if you have seen Captain Phillips at the local theater, the opening scenes, that's what that might represent. So I want to encourage you and urge you to not only draft a letter in keeping with the request that you previously received, to request a full environmental study by the Corps of Engineers, but really to demand it, and to do it in light of the fact that this project has much more consequence to us than just polluting the local bay, the lobstering, the fishing grounds, and destroying that habitat. If this were to go through, and there is considerable opposition to this dredging project, make no mistake about that. There is a huge amount of opposition to it because of just what I told you, what it could lead to. If it became a deep water cargo port, you would have such disruption of this bay. It would make the proposed LPG tank look pretty benign with the amount of disruption and turbulence to the bay. So anyway, I thank you for taking action on this and for staying vigilant on the project. It's very serious and has many consequences for Belfast and the entire area. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For more information about this and other Penobscot Bay issues, go to the Friends of Penobscot Bay website, www.penbay.net.